Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast. All right, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. It is Naz and Lauren. Ashley is on her honeymoon.
Yay.
Honeymooning.
We are so happy for the couple that's eating their life away.
Mission
in
accomplished.
Europe.
She yes. got a husband. We will give you guys the lowdown of the wedding and all that stuff
when she returns.
When she's all back together. I know you guys are dying to hear it. But in Ashley's place, we have the vivacious.
Vivacious is a perfect word to describe her.
How else would you describe this guest
Bootylicious.
We have today? Bootylicious.
Beautiful,
stunning,
strong, female.
Unfiltered. Arguably a massive fan favorite and my Latina soulmate, Bibiana from Bachelor in Paradise. Hi, Bibi.
Hey, I really like that word vivacious. Nobody's ever used that to describe me. I'm going to have to steal
vivacious?
That.
Vivacious? Vivacious. I love it.
Well, there you go. Add it to your IG profile.
So everyone out there listening knows, I've never met Bibi in real life. I'm just meeting her verbally right now. But we do support each other on Instagram, posting bikini shots of all kinds.
Yep.
Which is wild. I actually want to dive right into a question if you guys don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Go for it.
Bibi, obviously fourth time you were on a Bachelor show this past season of Bachelor in Paradise, season 6. You were only there for 1 week. Lauren, when I worked on the show, I'm so sad we never got to be on a show together. But when I worked on the show, Lauren was also just there for 1 week. So I'm curious to know from both of you guys, wasn't it a fucking pain like packing for all that shit? And you guys only went for like a couple days. Like, can you kind of paint that picture for everyone listening?
Well, you go, baby. I didn't pack shit. I knew I wasn't
you
staying.
Didn't?
No, I packed 2 dresses knowing I wasn't even staying. I didn't pack anything.
You did?
Nothing. So
no way.
Bibi, what about you?
You know, this year I did pack a lot less than last year.
Okay.
Because it's so hot down there that you end up wearing the same thing. So what I did pack a lot of like bathing suit wraps. So the majority of the time you end up being in a bathing suit and you just kind of want to have a little cover up. Mm-hmm. Everything was like dresses. I think I packed like 1 pair of shorts.
Yeah. You basically need to bring a whole bunch of shorts, bikinis, and then just the really fancy cocktail dresses. There's no in between there. It's so hot.
Last year I took 2 big luggages, like 2 big bags. Mm-hmm. And this year I took one big bag and 1 carry-on. I just had my makeup in the carry-on and that's it.
Oh,
because you know
makeup.
You don't want to like
yeah
the makeup, the hair stuff, you know, like just so I had everything organized. So clothes in one bag and then toiletries and like makeup stuff in the other.
At school, there's these girls that watch Bachelor in Paradise and stuff. Like, they sit in the break room. They have it on their iPad. They watch it. And they're always asking me, like, where do you get your nails done? Where do you get your lashes done? Where do you get your hair done? It's like, none of that. So, you don't have artificial nails or eyelash extensions to keep up with down there, right?
No. So, what I did do was get a manicure with Japanese gel.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, my gosh. It's this place called Vanity Project in Miami. And basically, literally right now I'm going a month without doing
wow.
my nails.
Wait,
so
Japanese
it's a harder
gel?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
It's just a harder gel. They do nail art on it. I'll have to send you guys the Instagram. But for instance, right now I have these ombre nails. My nails are so long because they don't break. It's like an extra hard gel.
They've cracked
and
the code.
It lasts a lot longer. Okay. So I did that manicure and I kind of just did like a clear color, you know, thinking that, okay, if I stay the full 3 weeks, which everybody knows it only films for like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. 3.5 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks.
Yeah. I basically, like if my nails grew out, like they wouldn't break, they'll kind of look natural. And then my eyebrows, I was kind of freaking out about those.
You're so funny.
But I did do a keratin right before I left.
Okay.
Well, so my hair was nice and like
smooth.
Tameable.
It looked very mm-hmm. smooth. very healthy.
Yeah, so soft.
A lot goes into prepping for a journey like mm-hmm. this, and you've mm-hmm. now, this is your fourth time. So, like, what was your mindset going into Paradise this season?
I did get a lot of feedback in the past that I was very guarded, and not as open and like to people, that I kind of gave off this friend vibe. In my mm-hmm. head, I kind of feel like if you really like me, you're going to really want to talk to me. But this year I mentally and emotionally just prepared myself to be completely vulnerable and talk to everyone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really difficult to, you know, to tell people that I did talk to everyone. I think why I had my mental breakdown and emotional breakdown at the end was because I had just exhausted myself. Yeah. And everybody really knew my intentions, and I laid myself out there completely. Like, I was just an open book, and there wasn't anything else for me to do. I knew I was going home.
Yeah.
You know,
I felt those tears so hard. It felt like you were just exhausted. And I understand feeling exhausted down there in general, not putting yourself out there even.
I mean, you just walked yeah. us through all your beauty treatment. It's like when you get ready for a date, you know, with a guy yeah. and it's, you know, it's the waxing, it's the spray tan. And
I know we're getting into your emotions right now, but I have to ask you, what do you do for your bikini line?
Oh, no. I lasered that a long time ago.
Oh, same, it's girl. Gone. Okay.
I'm trying to get Lauren to start
laser. No, I lasered my vagina, everyone. Oh, yeah. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not fully taking because I'm very hairy. So I got to go a lot more.
You have to do a lot of
treatment. Yeah, no. It's definitely, like, when they say six sessions, like, no. Like, you need a lifetime.
Yeah. Okay. They like, get you it's with hormonal. Those Groupons. They're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, just six, a package of six.
And okay. You really I've need, only like, gone, like, four
times. Did, like, because then you also have to wait like 8 to 12 weeks in between, and you can't get sun. So I'm in, you know, Miami, it's hot all year round. And right now for me to walk into a laser place and laser anything, it's a big no-no because you're just asking for your skin to burn.
Yeah.
Mm. So I would have to do it during seasons where it's like cool and that I knew I was going to be in a bikini. And then now I definitely need a touch up.
Okay.
Because it's been a few years, but if you laser, it's kind of like baby smooth. And even if you have to shave, it's, you don't see the... You really don't see the
follicle
razor bumps.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
even
yeah.
forgot what they were called. That's how long it's been for me.
You don't even know they are anymore.
It's amazing.
Honestly, guys, like when I, you know, with my exes, it was like they couldn't believe it. They're like, "What is this?"
They were so happy. Announcement, announcement, alert, alert. The FabFitFun box for fall is now on sale.
Breaking, breaking. Read all about it, Lauren. Oh, my God, Lauren, no joke. When it showed up to my door this month, I was so stoked.
I was having a little bit of a sad day, honestly. And then there was a box, which is essentially a surprise present for you at your door. You don't know what isn't what entails.
What does it entail?
What does it entail? And it's always something amazing. And this month I got a really soft cashmere scarf.
Oh my God. You got the cashmere scarf. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It's plaid, right?
Plaid.
We have to coordinate to not wear it on the same day. What yes. I love about FabFitFun personally is that it's just a gift that keeps on giving, because when I see the box at my door, Lauren, I'm like, oh, I'm not just getting one thing. I'm about to open up a treasure
yes,
chest.
Yes, very expensive, high-end stuff.
Such high-end stuff. I got a yoga mat in mine. See, it's right there. And it's actually a travel yoga mat, which wow. is genius. And I don't know. I just kind of feel like maybe if I throw it in my luggage, like maybe I'll be my better, happier, healthier yeah. self that I aspire to be
we'll
in life.
We'll take some advice from Bibby and wake up and maybe do some breath work, some yoga, and make us feel better
1,000%.
Thank you for having fun.
Wow. A beautiful transition into this episode, Lauren.
Yes,
I must
thank you.
Say. So these boxes sell up fast, guys. So you got to sign up for yours today. We talked about our favorite products. We also want to let you guys know that there is a FabFitFun membership, and it goes beyond the box itself.
You guys can also make your FabFitFun box personal. You go on the website and you peruse and browse and explore and become more familiar with the brands and products, and you can customize the box to the things you like.
Also, Lauren, have you tried the body souffle yet?
I have it. I got it in my box, but I did not try it.
Oh my God. It's called Human and Kind is the name of the brand. And that's what also what I love about FabFitFun is that sometimes they just show me brands that I would never try mm-hmm. on my own. So this is a perfect way to just see what's out there. But it's this vegan and cruelty-free body souffle. It's a body lotion. Smells so good. I love it.
Imagine being rubbed down by a man with
by
that
a
lotion.
Sexy man. Well, I dream of that because, you know, in reality, I never get that. But anyways, guys, we're telling you, check out FabFitFun. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And Also, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. They're not little miniatures. They're going to last you for a really long time. And it retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200.
Whoa. Whoa.
Over $200, and use the coupon code GETIT for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
I love that you said the www.
www.fabfitfun.com. Yeah, so you just use the code GETIT for $10 off your first box when you go to fabfitfun.com. Going back down to the men in paradise, did you ever have your eyes set on Blake, or that was a big no-no for you?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No.
Well, because obviously
no.
You left.
I was surprised he passed his STD test.
Oh, right.
I mean, come on, guys. I love Blake, but come on. Somebody has had to thought of that. Like,
oh, yeah.
With everything that's kind of surfacing, do you really think that the Bachelor girls were the only girls he hooked up with?
Oh, no. And you know he didn't use a condom with everyone.
I don't want to think about this,
that's
guys.
Such a scary
Everyone
thing.
Needs to be wearing condoms. Well, you left, obviously, Bibi, and you were saying, you know, you didn't say you wish you had dated Blake, but you're like,
no.
You know, maybe if you had hooked up with him, you could possibly still be in paradise. So, like, what exactly did you mean by that?
I was really frustrated with Christina.
Yeah. As we saw on this week's past episode, a lot of people are frustrated with Christina.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not all caught up, so I want you guys to catch me up. But maybe
I could relate to the listeners who
haven't seen everything yet.
Yeah, I'm not caught up either because I really just wanted to give myself a mental break.
Right, yeah.
I have a question, Bibs. Who do you, since we're on the topic of Derek and potentially being Bachelor, which we know could be possible, obviously, because Nick came out of paradise becoming the Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Who are your front runners for Bachelor? And would you go back on for a fifth time if it was someone that you really thought could be your person?
So the two guys who I think I would have actually hit it off with on Paradise are my two top runners for Bachelor, which is Mike Johnson.
That's mine.
And he's my number one. But now that Same. We're seeing, I would think that Derek being the Bachelor would be just almost as good as like Hannah being the Bachelorette. Like it's like an underdog.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I've
Don't
never
you think
met
so?
Either of them. So I have no personal like, oh, I love this person in real life.
I've met Derek in real life, obviously, and I love him. But I don't know the growth that he's made, you know, in the past couple of years. So I can't speak to like who he is now. Mm-hmm. And I've obviously never met Mike, but I feel like the world is ready for a Mike Johnson. I feel like he's like well articulated. I feel like he would pick someone that isn't mediocre. He, you know, knows how to have a conversation. I think he would be a really great lead. You
I also
know?
Like the fact that he is what 31, 32.
That's
like
what
an
I
appropriate
mean. Exactly,
age,
exactly.
Rather than like a 23, 24
he's
year old.
So
guy.
Cute. Yeah. And he's like that big. I mean, I met him at the wedding.
Oh, wait. So he was he there when you were there?
Yeah.
So there was no connection there?
Yeah. You didn't want to go after him?
Oh, I mean, I like, I don't know.
I shouldn't have said you didn't want to go after him. Why didn't he come after you? I should rephrase that. You know what I'm saying?
I think he had a lot of attention on him that evening.
So maybe you felt.
I mean, I sat like, next to him at the wedding and we talked for a while. And I mean, I do think that him and I communicate in that whole like self-care, self-love, spiritual level, right? Aww. Where like the conversations are more deep. It's not just about like.
They're not surface level. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, have you guys seen that meme? I've never met Kaylin, but obviously I love Dean, but there's a meme of where it's on the top of it. It says Kaylin asking the hard hitting questions. And then
like,
it has,
do you shower?
No, she goes, do you miss your van?
Oh. Yeah. Funny.
I
saw
laugh
that
so
one.
Hard.
That was funny.
I'm just making a joke funny. Out of it, but I get what you're saying. You want to just, you're like me. You want to ask people like, when was the last time you cried? And like, you want to know why.
So what is your dating life like? Outside of paradise, do you pursue? Do you wait for them to come to you? What is your normal type? Let me know it all.
And how's it been since you've been on the show? Is it weird and hard in Miami to date?
Well, I wasn't on for long. And really, a lot of people that watch this are women. And the only way that guys would really know if I was on The Bachelor is or Bachelor in Paradise is if like a girl comes up to me, which happened, funny enough. But I'll tell you guys a story. So I don't really date. I came back from paradise and I felt defeated. And I had gone through a breakup back in April, and I took all that energy and all that sadness to really just like harness it in and care for myself. And when the opportunity presented itself for Paradise, I was like, if I'm going back to Paradise, I'm doing this right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go back and half-ass this. I'm going to give it my all. And so I think that that's why I had such, it almost felt like leaving Paradise was more of a heartbreak for me. I gave it my all. And there's so much that comes with that. And I have felt some relief after my episode where I go home.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to show. And when I tell you guys, like, I was bad that night going home. I was bad. I was like begging producers to leave. I was like, I can't stand there. I can't do this walk. I like am emotionally drained. I just laid myself out here with everyone. And like, you feel rejected.
Yeah.
And then to feel that shame that you're sharing this with millions of people who are going to watch this, not to even mention that, like, what if my ex decides to turn on the TV and then sees me getting rejected? It's almost like this like dark negative mental chatter that just like put me in a really bad state. Because like when you're putting yourself out there and everybody says, like, you know, and I did this whole panel with my girlfriends last week where we opened up about being vulnerable and how you grow through being this vulnerable human being. But being vulnerable is fucking scary. And half the time the door's closing in your face because you're stepping outside so much of your normal, comfortable boundaries and exposing yourself and trying something new. And then just be like, it's only normal to feel a sense of failure. So I know I just went like deep. I went
no.
so deep.
No, we, this is it. Like, this is literally what we do on a daily basis. So I want to interrupt for a second and tell you guys about a sponsor that I love that actually fits perfectly in this episode. And that is BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling and they're there for you. And it's amazing. And Lauren and I have actually used them on multiple occasions. I use it when I'm traveling. And basically, it's an online service that connects you with a professional counselor. And they provide a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. And you can get help on so many things.
Yeah,
right, Lauren?
Yeah, you got depression. They can help with depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. And everything you share there is confidential. You don't have to worry about that. And also, I feel that it's important that they have texting, video call, many different modes of communication. So if you're in, a public area and you're feeling stressed or something and you want like a private session, you can just text your therapist.
And one thing that I love about this sponsor in particular, BetterHelp, is one, we love using it, but two, we know that we have a lot of listeners that have reached out to us from Japan and just random parts mm-hmm. of the world. And the cool thing about this sponsor is that it's actually available worldwide. And all of us could use some time to talk to someone we don't know. You know, I'm so behind using counseling and therapy to process your feelings. And again, like Lauren said, it's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and it's also affordable.
Yeah, there's financial aid available for those who qualify. And we know that therapists are very expensive. So this is an affordable way to get that therapy you need.
Exactly. So our listeners today will get 10% off your first month with our discount code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. So guys, why not just get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/getit. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire that'll help them assess your needs, and you'll get matched with a counselor that you will absolutely love. That's betterhelp.com/getit. I was just going to say it totally is a heartbreak because essentially you just went through one, and I know what that's like to come out of that. I mean, even trying to date out of a heartbreak is the worst because you're kind of waiting for someone to save you out of it, mm-hmm. which no one really can. But I think
but yourself,
but we all think that maybe someone else will come along. You know, it's like, well, if I just go on this date mm-hmm. and the spark hits, then I'll forget about that last person or whatever's hurting my heart. And it was almost like, you're like, okay, I don't know if I want to go on Paradise, but it's coming up. And then Bibi, do you feel like your mind started to build this dream in your head where you're like, okay, well, this is it. You know, this is my chance. I'm going to go on and I'm going to find
you,
it.
And then he'll feel regret. And then maybe you'll feel stronger through his regret.
Right. Or maybe you'll meet someone great. And so you set all these expectations in your head and all of a sudden you're higher on this mountain. Mm-hmm. And then you go home week one and you're like, well, what the fuck? I made it longer last year. You know,
yeah.
Like you're almost like something's got to give. Is that
right,
the
like
feeling?
How did I? Yeah, it's almost like that. And And it's like, how do I take all this constructive criticism and adapt and apply it and then still not get somewhere else? Mm-hmm.
But you don't think it's you, right? Do you blame yourself in a heartbreak? Where are you at? Because I know you and I have talked over Instagram. Actually, I haven't seen you in a really long time. But one thing I really appreciate about you is you're like me, where you like to work out, not even to just like work out, but really just to not think about something for an hour. And it's more for your mental health. And you've been on this spiritual journey. So where are you mentally?
So I'm coming out of a depression. I'm just going to freaking say it. Since Paradise, it's been, I can't even recall anything in July because that's how deep and dark I've been. I couldn't even work. I've like, the amount of crying that I've done in the past couple months has been so out of the ordinary, and the heaviness and the darkness has just been floating around me. It's just like, this isn't even myself. And so I do think that it comes with a sense of like, I feel like, you know, here I was, and this is all, you know, I'm working through this. I went to see a Reiki master today, and she's like, you have a lot of negative thought patterns, right? And so in my mind, I create these stories that are false, and then to fight against them and to cancel them out, it's so much work, because I've just like a lot, like it's, I feel so defeated.
But, can you tell people what Reiki is, just so they know?
So Reiki is a form of spiritual healing. And this was kind of like my first true session where I kind of feel that. And so you align your chakras, and it's like organic, holistic, spiritual healing. And so we have all of our chakras. And sometimes when we feel off or, you know, unbalanced or just like spiritually in a rut or even mentally, like this is supposed to kind of like help align your system, because that's all energy that's blocked. I mean, emotions are blocked. Emotions are energy. And what, can you hear me at all?
Yeah, we're like, good. Emotions are energy.
When you like suppress your emotions or when you're holding in stuff, like that's energy. And that's how like illnesses manifest into your body, mm-hmm. and stress, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So like, this is kind of like a different approach to healing to help like move that around in your body and like expose of it.
Do you feel a difference after your first session?
I do. This is actually the first person that I've done something with like this, mm-hmm. that I think that I really connected with her. But I also did yoga today. So I think that it's just much more than just like someone coming over you with crystals and healing you. Like, I think you really have to find the right person.
Yeah. Bibs, have I ever told you about Heartbroken Anonymous?
You have.
I think if you're ever in LA, I'd love for you to mm-hmm. come to a meeting. It's basically just people like sharing stories of heartbreak, strangers. But I wanted to ask, I don't know if anyone's asked you this yet, but did you feel like you were fully over your breakup going into Paradise this year? And Lauren, I know you could speak to this a lot.
I think my intentions were to be.
Yeah.
Once it hit me, like once I came back from Paradise and that wave of emotions hit me, I don't think I was entirely. And I think that that's okay. You know, it's almost like with the Clay situation, like how people were like, you know, it's only been a few months and he's on for here. Mm-hmm. Like you have to set the intention to move on. Like me going on Paradise was like setting the intention that I know what I hadn't been in a relationship for 3 years. And this man had completely awakened the love inside of me that just like, I hadn't felt that in so long. So once you feel love again, even through the heartbreak, you want to feel that again.
Yeah. It's like nirvana. That's how I always describe it.
Yeah. So I genuinely like, and it's important to set the intention. And I had taken so much time to really focus my energy with like meditating and being in the right state and healing so I can attract like, I could, you know, man, like project the right energy so I can welcome someone in. But it's hard because in my last relationship, it's hard not to think that like I was finally myself with someone and they ran away.
Yeah. So Lauren, you know how I love to frequent Pilates?
Yeah. You're so healthy.
You hate me. I'm actually not healthy. That's why I work out so that I can eat what I want.
Okay, that makes sense.
I digress. So when I go, Lauren, I always feel really insecure in the class because I feel like everyone's wearing tight clothes and I always wear baggy clothes because, you know, I'm my most comfortable self in baggy clothes. But the thing is, Lauren, when you do Pilates, it kind of, my shirt always gets in the way of my movements. So I had to find a tight clothing brand that fit on me like really well and that just worked for me, and that was Figs. And I know when you guys hear Figs, you think scrubs, right?
Yeah.
Which, yes, they also have the scrub game down. They're making, what's that, hot McDreamies happen IRL.
I haven't seen a nurse or a doctor or a hospital, anyone wearing not Figs in a very long time because everyone loves them.
Everyone. I mean, Becca Tilly wears them. Let's be real, guys.
All right.
Anyway, so I tried out their athletic line because, you know, I'm not a doctor and I'm obsessed. Their shirts were breathable. It was the perfect amount of tightness, but not too tight, you know, like a super, you know, like the tight athletic shirts. Yeah. Anyways, I really love Figs. I think you guys should check it out.
I love Figs because they have a yoga waistband for their joggers, their straight leg joggers and skinny styles. Yoga waistbands should be on jeans, honestly.
Yoga waistbands
should be everywhere. And especially for, I know that my dad wears the old ass drawstring greens, as he calls them.
When he's riding on his Peloton?
No, when he's working his scrubs.
Oh, yes.
He calls them greens. I don't know. But if he had a yoga waistband, I guarantee he'd be a million times happier and not so grumpy all the time, you know?
You got to send him a pair of Figs, man.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to send him some Figs. So speaking of giving, Figs makes a great gift for lifesavers in your life. Fig gift cards are available. So next time your doctor, nurse, dentist, dermatologist, or pediatrician saves the day, tell them thank you by sending them Figs.
That is such a nice sentiment because, you know, these are everyday heroes.
Yeah.
So if you are in the hospital or dealing with something, that is a really nice gift to give someone. Lauren, you want to tell them where to get it?
Yes. So whether you are one of the awesome humans that work in healthcare or someone that wants to say thanks to those deserving folks, Figs is or wants to work out in very breathable workout wear.
Thank you.
Figs is going to make it easy by providing you 15% off your purchase by using our code GET IT. So get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com and enter our code GET IT at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Do you think it's harder when to be rejected on Paradise because there are like an almost even number of men to women rather than The Bachelor where it's like, oh, your odds, like, ah, your odds, you know?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's
so
harder?
Because there's like, you're seeing there's so many more men that you can kind of connect with. And you know, the first week, guys, like there's so many friendship roses going out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, not, I mean, how many people actually end up with the people they start with?
That's true. I feel like the second to third week is when people really start to find who they actually like. And the first one, rose, is an initial attraction rose or a friendship rose.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some people get really lucky, like Jaden Tanner, off the bat. It's like love at first sight. But obviously, yeah, that's rare. But wait, can you share the story of what happened with this guy from April? So we kind of have like that picture.
Yeah, so kind of like the perfect guy could have like mentally just like everything I could have wanted in a man, he like walked into my life. And me being the person that I am, like when he first asked me out on a date back in December, I was like completely clueless that he was even interested in me. I thought he was just like wanting another girlfriend.
Yeah.
Cause he has a lot of those and he's artistic and funky and just like hit my soul directly. It was one of those like, fall fast and fast relationships, but I just kind of felt like, at this stage of my life where I'm 31 and I think it's important to allow yourself to feel those feelings, but like he hadn't been in a relationship in a long time. I hadn't been in a relationship in a long time. So it's like, if we both dove in this way, it's because we want this more than just for this, because if not, then like you just hook up with someone,
yeah,
you know? But we were all in and he was in the transition of moving back to Miami from New York. And, I think that what I started realizing is, there was a massive shift emotionally and he was really stressed with work because he was like launching. He had just launched his brand in November. He left one job. He's starting another one. He was moving. He was traveling for work. And so me being, you know, so intuitive, I knew that bringing up the changes that were coming into our lives at that moment would stress him out. And so I didn't want to do that, mm-hmm. which in turn, it's something that like, if you're feeling a certain type of way in a relationship, it's important for you to speak it and not suppress it. Like, be intuitive, be understanding of where somebody is, but it's always important to not put that in the back burner, because then initially what happened is like a lot of the things that I wanted to talk about, I never really felt like I got to really give it a chance. And so
I felt like that too with the guy that I dated. He was like, he had just moved to LA and got out of a relationship. So things that I would bring up with anyone, I was mm-hmm. like, oh no, he has a lot going on.
You didn't want to bring up and ruin things.
Yeah. The last thing mm-hmm. I want to do is like flick a domino, you know, for and then him sure. be like, all right, well, I can't do this. But then also that in itself is somewhat of a red flag, right? If you can't mm-hmm. be open and honest with someone, like,
yeah.
and they would, if it's hanging on a hair strand, you know, that's probably not a good
And then you're
sign.
Letting yourself fall even deeper into something that's just not going to work out. And then it takes even longer to heal from it and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Domino effect, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we were very honest and open with one another. Probably the richest, emotionally rich and loving relationship I've experienced in a really long time. And he really took a part of me completely. But when men are focused on their careers and like, if they're in this place where handling in a relationship emotionally, like they feel like that's another task, I don't want to feel like a task. And so what's happening, my intuition started manifesting in anxiety and I was having anxiety attacks. And then I just got to a point where I was like, I know that you're trying to be in this relationship, but what's happening now is that I'm now feeling insecure and that's not something you can fix. I can't be in this anymore. I think it's time for us to like really understand that this is just not going to really work. And making that decision for me was really hard because I loved him so much. But as a woman who, you know, I'm now turning 32 in September, one of the things that I thought of is like, you really have to listen to your intuition. And as much as I really love this guy, I loved him too much to let us just like become this relationship that would tear each other apart, or that I was expecting something from him that he couldn't give me. And then basically just tarnishing the beautiful 3 months that we just had. And walking away was really difficult. And obviously it was hard for me because, you know, I felt like he was so okay because the way that he deals with his stuff was just like, keep going, keep moving, keep working. You know, he kind of like suppresses that. To this day, I wonder if he misses me, you know, but
I'm sure he does.
I think we all think that when we're going through a heartbreak of any kind. And I can tell you just from Heartbroken Anonymous meetings, people have come who have broken someone else's heart. Mm. And I was always in the mindset of we live in this world with Instagram and stuff where it just seems like the other person on the other side is so much happier and they're winning the breakup. And first of all, we shouldn't even be striving to win a breakup. But second of all, mm-hmm. people have shared like, it is really hard on me too. And it is really hard on them and people just don't have ways of showing it. But I totally know what you mean. It's like, if you committed the crime, why am I the one in jail kind of feeling?
Mm-hmm.
That is so strong of you to leave knowing it wasn't. It's just so hard to break up something so good and then thinking in the long run, you know, it's not going to work. But it's so good right now. But it's also just a waste of your time.
It's not even is it a waste of your time. It's like so emotionally and energize-wise draining and taxing when you're having anxiety attacks. Like I was having nightmares through my heartbreak and I got like this pityriasis rosacea. Remember when I got that mm-hmm. rash on my back?
Wow.
I've never been to a dermatologist in my life. And I was like, what is this from? And she's like, stress. Yes. And I'm like, oh, so I physically got a rash from a guy.
Yeah, literally. The guy that I was in left paradise for, quote, quote, I had to do the same thing, but I gave him 2.5 years rather than 3 months. And I said, I physically developed colitis from you. I need to end this because like you're stressing me out because you're not going to give me anything you want. So
yeah,
totally. I'm glad you took 3 months rather than the fucking 2.5.
Lauren, you stay a lot longer, I feel like, than the average.
I do stay longer. I don't know what it is.
Why do you
think
that
more
is?
Like Bibby. I'm scared to hurt someone. So I think mm-hmm. that I'm going to hurt them. So that's why I stayed, to hurt them rather and hurt myself in the long run, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Favorite furniture company of all time, Joybird. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that brings you joy and keeps those summer vibes flowing all year long. When you love your furniture and you love coming home, you love feeling comfortable, the Joybird is where it's at.
I love how you say Joybird.
The Joybird.
Lauren, you're the best today. Yes. So Lauren and I both have pieces of furniture in our households from Joybird. Lauren has her yellow pieces, a large couch, and what is the other one called? Like an accent chair.
It's a pretty big accent chair. You can fit two people in it. And whenever I walk in,
it's good
in,
for canoodling. If you're sitting
literally
with a boy.
The whole reason why I got it. But whenever I walk into my apartment, I see those yellow couches and I'm like, I'm proud of those couches. You know, I'm happy I got those couches, and it really brings my apartment life.
I mean, look at mine right there. We're at my house today, guys, for a change. And this chair is stunning, Lauren.
It's stunning.
It looks
so expensive.
You'll
have that chair until you're 105, and then you'll give it to your kid and then your grandkid.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I am obsessed with Joybird.
Well, with Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Like, Naz has a very, like, Native American-y sort of vibe in her apartment, and she tailored that chair to, like, look like her aesthetic.
Yeah, so you know? The upholstery that I got on the cushions, that's what's so cool, is you can customize everything to just fit the style in your home. Like Lauren said, yes, I feel like I'm very, my style's very eclectic, a little boho. And so I picked this leather brown. Yeah, which is kind of like lived in. It looks like vintage almost. It's so dope, guys. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it on my Instagram.
You can have anything from like mod furniture to like this like lived in Anthropologie-esque furniture. Yeah. So it's really something for everyone on Joybird. We can't stop talking about Joybird.
Yeah. And what I love about it is it's not your basic furniture store. Like it's quality handcrafted furniture. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision. And they use high quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications. Also, they have limited lifetime warranties included, which is so clutch.
And thank goodness, since I have two dogs that love to piss on everything, Joybird offers a range of kind and pet-friendly upholstery options so that your creations can stand the test of time or pee.
Yes. Oh, wait. We didn't tell them the best part about Joybird, Lauren.
What is it?
They have a 365-day home trial. What furniture store has this? You can skip the store, bring the showroom home. You can sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love it, you can return it hassle-free in-home delivery, people. They'll even remove all the packaging materials, which to me is the worst part of getting anything in the mail. I'm like, can someone open this for me?
They put mine together. They literally screwed on the feet. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So see how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Make furniture your own at joybird.com/get it. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/get it. Go to joybird.com/get it and receive an exclusive offer of 25% off your first order by using our code get it. 25% off is a shit ton, guys. If you're moving or trying to redecorate, go to Joybird and customize your piece for your new place.
What Lauren said.
So you've still been working out just yoga or squats, or what are we doing?
What are we doing to get that BBS?
I kind of took a break. I mean, because I was so sad. It was really hard for me. This is how I knew I was going through something really weird, because I couldn't even find the energy to work out. Like, I would literally wake up in the morning, make my coffee, and my morning time is so important and like the best thing ever. And I would wake up in the morning, have my coffee, and go back to bed.
Oh, wow.
So I was like,
were you clinically depressed? Or were you seeing someone? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Or it was just more like you felt depressed.
I think. No. Like after like 2 months, they were like, okay, what's going on here? And so that's why mental health is such like I'm such an advocate about meditating even today, now that I'm getting back to my yoga practice. So it's been week two now where I'm feeling better, and yoga for me. So during my practice, I just like focus on my breath a lot, because that's 1 hour that I can just, it's exactly what you said, Naz. It's like 1 hour where I don't have to think about anything else. Mm-hmm. And allowing myself to focus on my breath and bringing in that oxygen to my brain allows just like gives me a massive sense of calmness and this euphoric feeling at the end. So I really take yoga as like my massive meditation. And even tonight, I was like, you know what? After this podcast, I should probably put on like a sleep meditation. It's really difficult to get when you fall off the wagon to get your groove back. And I don't know if you guys have experienced this when like you go and you work out all the time, you have a good routine. And then when it comes to like you go on a vacation, then 1 week turns to 10 days and like getting back to the gym is just like, oh, I can't believe I have to sit through an hour of this class and like work out. But boxing... Like boxing is just one, I train with a trainer, which he has been the best, because throughout this time I've put on weight after Paradise. Like I've put on 10 pounds and it's like really uncomfortable because before Paradise, I was like taking in everything. But this is part of the process, you know, like I have to kind of just surrender to this season and really just tried. I'm trying to find my way back. And that's why exercise for me is crucial. Exercise like helps me fight my anxiety. I don't know. Do you guys ever get out of a workout and it's like 10 minutes later, get this rush and this high?
Yeah. It's that you're releasing so much dopamine. And I always have to, I hate waking up early, but I only like working out in the morning. I'm not a night worker outer because then I won't go to bed. But for me, when I'm waking up, I'm like, I'm not going to go. Sleep is more important. I start convincing myself, like the girl, my Naz on my shoulder is like, just go to sleep, Naz. You need it for your bags. But then I recently have been thinking about the feeling after. And I'm like, Naz, think about the feeling after. Don't think about the class. And then I'm like, and that's why I go. And it's because of that feeling of like not thinking about anything for an hour and just feeling like so much better and healthier. You know,
and if you're working out in the morning, well, I heard a podcast the other day where it's just like, aside from like increasing your serotonin, like that extra shot of like dopamine for that day, it increases your focus by like 30%.
Yeah.
So you're really just like shooting to kill the day. And when I heard that, I was like, this is what's going on. Like you're not even waking up in the morning and like moving your body for 30 minutes. That's all I tell myself. Like, I'm not even committing to the hour, you know, I'm like, just get up and like make it through the 30 minutes. And then it's your cruising and real. It's like, so the boxing has helped a lot. Cause I'm releasing a lot. The squats, it's, you know, it's like, you got to take care of what you have.
Don't lose what you got.
You really do. Because if not, it's just not going to look good.
You know how like banging your body is though, right?
I love you.
No, but like you, Lauren and I talk about it.
My boyfriend specifically told me not to fucking say this, but he's obsessed with you and he's very embarrassed about it. Cause we were watching Bachelor in Paradise and he rewound your intro, not kidding, 14 times.
Wow.
He was like, that right there. You need to wear that bikini. You got to do that. And I was like, okay. I get it. I love baby.
I mean, what's not to love? I'm curious, first of all, thank you. We're so appreciative that you're like being this vulnerable and opening up. And we actually did a podcast with Dr. Mike, my therapist, about anxiety and went into depression a little bit, but we haven't ever done a full on one, right, Lauren?
Like, right. Yeah.
And it's really interesting to have you on. I'm curious to know, has your life always been this way? When did this start for you? I'd like to like kind of dive deeper just for people listening that are maybe going through the same thing.
As far as like the sadness,
yeah, just whether it's an acute depression that was sparked by a breakup or whether it's, you know, clinical depression.
So I think that when I analyze my family, because with therapy, you do a lot of work where, you know, you're going back into your learned behaviors in order for you to see that, like, this is something that I learned. This isn't really my authentic self. So there's a lot of thought process. There's a lot within like my thought patterns and even my self image and that it comes from a learned behavior, feeling like I have to look good to be accepted and to feel and to be loved. And I have Crohn's disease, which I'm pretty open about. But Crohn's, an autoimmune disease, doesn't typically come to people who aren't high stress, who don't suffer from like stress or from like anxiety. Autoimmune usually develops in people like me, you know, like anxious, you know. You're not going to see someone with the go with the flow getting Crohn's.
Absolutely. Or colitis. So true, now you know, that like, I think about it.
Can you explain Crohn's to those listening?
So it's kind of like, it comes from like the same family of colitis too, right, Lauren?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You suffered. Yeah. So it's an inflammation of your lower GI. your lower like digestive tract. And what happens is that it's inflamed. And so it gets really hard for me to digest. And so like, I'll end up getting a flare up, which means like my stomach flares out and I can look like 3 to 6 months pregnant. So I have to stay away from like heavy dairy foods, spices, broccoli, kale, anything that's high in fiber is like a no go for my system. Now I'm definitely at a stage right now because I've been stressed and all this stuff where I'm not like healed, but there are foods, once I like have a very clean diet, my stomach can get to a place where like, I don't have to worry about it. It's just like you can monitor it with food. But if the reason why after my breakup, I went all in on like yoga and working out, and because my anxiety was so high that I was concerned. I was like, I don't want to get a Crohn's flare up.
Oh, yeah.
So I became almost like the ideal like holistic health person that I've always strived to be. So that's why I felt so good also going into paradise. But... yeah, to get back to the depression, I think that what didn't help was after paradise, I felt so sad that all I ate was junk.
Did you get a flare up after paradise?
No, I didn't. But I did get like, I suffer from like anxious eating. And so my anxious eating is just like out of control. Like I just like can't stop.
Can you paint that picture for us?
Yeah. So basically, my therapist broke it down. It's because... I don't have a lot of control of what the things that have happened in my life. So like the breakup was out of my control, right? You know, everything that happened in paradise was out of my control.
So you take control by eating.
Even though I don't really see it that way, right? In a way, like, because I've always identified like diet and failure. Like if I'm not eating healthy, then I'm a failure. Or if I don't get somewhere, like it's almost like a form of punishment, but also it's the one thing that my body can control. And so when you're eating, you're creating a dopamine hit, whether you realize that you are or not. So my body is craving something to allow me to feel good in that moment, even though after I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. I feel that totally. I sit in bed with a bag of chips and I feel fucking on top of the world. Oh my God. For some reason.
When Domino's knocks on my door, I'm like, this is all, I don't need to get married. I just need Domino's.
I know. Hey, have you tried Perfect Bar, Nass?
You know what, Lauren? I just got mine in the mail and I am obsessed. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm always running around on the go. Also, can I just talk about how hard grocery shopping is?
Yes.
Like, it is an actual Olympic sport for me. I never know what aisle to go through. I hate it.
I feel like the most awkward person in the grocery store. There's people like picking up like seasonings and vegetables and stuff. And I'm just going there for literally a box of cereal, you know?
And milk. Like, I'm still shopping like I'm 13 years old. But... the reason why I love Perfect Bar and I love the fact that you brought it up is because I actually love eating them on the go.
Yeah.
And it just makes my life so much easier. The flavor that I love the best is dark chocolate peanut butter. And basically, Perfect Snacks is the brand name. And they're a line of fresh from the fridge protein bars, which are made with freshly ground nut butter, up to 17 grams of whole food protein and 20 superfoods, all combined to create a cookie dough-like texture that is just as nutritious as
what
it is delicious.
What more do you want?
Keyword delicious, guys. Protein bars, like... are gross.
That's true. And with delicious flavors like dark chocolate peanut butter, almond butter, coconut peanut butter, you won't have to sacrifice taste for health. And all Perfect Snacks products are the first of its kind and kept refrigerated for optimal texture and taste. That's why you get the cookie butter, the cookie dough consistency.
Yep.
And stay fresh for up to 1 week out of the fridge. So cool. And perfect to take on the go wherever you need a snack and to help avoid any meltdowns. In addition to tasting good, all the bars are non-GMO, verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, low GI, and made in the USA.
You know, all the stuff people from LA care about.
Yep.
Anyways, right now, guys, Perfect Bar is offering you, yes, you, who's listening to this right now, 15% off your online order. All you have to do is go to perf.bar/get it. Guys, listen to this carefully. Perf, P-E-R-F, .bar/get it, G-E-T-I-T. You can shop their refrigerated snacks at perf.bar/get it today. Again, to get 15% off your order, make your day a little more perfect at perf.bar/get it.
I
have a quick question, okay, Lauren, real quick, just because this is really interesting to me is I don't have an autoimmune. And after Lauren asked her question, I'm curious to know what it's like living with an autoimmune disease. We should do a whole podcast on that too. But I control things
I'm also extremely anxious. And so the way I control things is through cleaning and being on time and being extremely neat. And I see what you're saying as far as like a punishment. When I don't make my bed or when I don't do something, or Lauren, you know, when something doesn't go the mm-hmm. exact way I wanted to, I punish myself.
Yes, you do.
How do you not do that, Bibby? Do you ever strive to not be so hard on yourself? Because it's somewhat of a vicious cycle.
It's something that I'm aggressively working on right now. And so things that I've learned to help is like, for instance, the Reiki master today, she's kind of like life coach-y at the same time, which I appreciate. You know, you're not just going to somebody who's like throwing crystals on you. They're kind of providing guidance from what they feel. But she did say something. She's like, you have a lot of negative chatter. And so you need to learn how to cancel those thoughts out. And it's something that I've read a lot about, where in order, making that transition is really difficult, but finding gratitude throughout your day. Like, and so in the morning, even though I don't feel like it, and I'm counting the days that I actually do it, because before it was like every day I do it. I would wake up and list like at least 5 things that I'm grateful for. Mm. And so then throughout the day, little by little, it's not something that happens overnight, but if you're consistent with it, like I can tell you, because I know that I've been in that place, 30 days in, and you just like find, even if in the shittiest situation, you're going to feel a sense of peace mm-hmm. and gratitude towards that person. So I felt, before leaving to paradise, I felt a lot of energy, a lot of good, a lot of love for within my body that I created just out of like creating this gratitude practice and just bringing in that awareness. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I know it's not easy. It's something that you really have to strive for, but that's where discipline comes in. So I'm the same way, Naz, where like I literally I clean. And if I love everything needs to be in order, everything needs to be clean, it brings me peace. But the moment that you see everything, like my place a mess, you know that emotionally I'm in like a really bad place. Mm.
Interesting.
Lauren, what was your question?
You were saying that your family puts a lot of emphasis on like appearance to be happy or successful or whatever. Do they put a lot of pressure on like being in a relationship and starting a family? Since I know you're going to be 32, my mom puts a lot of pressure on us to have kids. Is it the same way in your household?
No, I think that ship has sailed for me.
What do you mean?
Because my little sister is married, has 2 kids. And my older sister is married. So I think my parents understand that my journey is just going to be different. And marriage isn't easy.
Yeah.
Being in a committed relationship is not easy. My parents find their peace in knowing that, I just see it in the relationships around me, that it's a sacrifice. It's commitment. It's a lot of love. It's a lot of love when you don't want to love. More than anything, my parents really want me to be happy and for me to make a wise decision. And now that they see that as I get older, you know, I may not have everything figured out, but they'd rather me be with the man that I'm supposed to be with than like Absolutely. With anybody.
Yes.
And love your perspective on this. You kind of like the conversation went the total opposite way of what I thought you were going to say. And I think it's really great that you don't put that pressure on yourself now, knowing that your younger sister and older sister mm-hmm. are married.
One more question. You were talking about the meditation practice in the morning and working out and writing things you're grateful for. Do you have to like set a timer to wake up? And because I feel like I would have no time to do those things, but I would love to do those things. You know, I guess I just wake up too late and then run to school or whatever, you know?
Yeah. You guys should check out the 5-minute journal. I've told you about that, Lauren. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just like wake up or like crack it on?
Well, I enjoy waking lately because of my, you know, emotional transition period. I haven't been waking up as early, but I do like to give myself an additional hour in the morning just to kind of like, you know, you're not mm-hmm. going to wake up right away. You might like drag out of bed, make my coffee pot. So like I allow myself to have a little wiggle room. I don't just like set the timer for 30 minutes and wake up and like right away.
Yeah.
You know, like I like let myself take 5 minutes to get out of bed and then like drink my water, have my coffee and, you know, open my journal, maybe get a little distracted. I just give myself the time to like wake up.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, what I tell people who are starting with their meditation practice, all it takes is you can just start with two breaths, right? Where you're breathing in through your nose for a count of four, you're holding it for a count of two, and you're exhaling through your mouth for a count of six, right? And if you do that two times where you're just focused on your breath, you are literally meditating for those two breaths. Mm-hmm. And so as the day if you remember throughout the day, you know, but even when you wake up in the morning, if you're just doing those two breaths, you're giving yourself that time to kind of like your mind to understand you're bringing in oxygen. Yeah. You're connected to yourself. You're connected to your breath. And then you can add five. You can make it five breaths. And then maybe like in a month, you know, you might get on a meditation app. And I use the Insight Timer and it's amazing. You can like look. It's almost like Instagram for meditation because they have so many teachers on there. But you could even set like a 2-minute meditation or you can even find a 5-minute meditation. And it's really life changing. Like when I feel the most crazy, when you feel the craziest, when you feel like you have no time, that's the time where you really have to just give yourself the moment to breathe.
Yeah.
And do you guys ever catch yourself like stressed or with your, like working through your day and like, do you ever realize you're holding your breath? Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, and it hurts my back. Yeah. I feel like that's why my back hurts.
Yeah.
Right.
Even when I'm saying, when I have to read stuff on camera, I like find myself out of breath and I'm like, oh, I'm not breathing.
Yeah.
And I lock my knees and I'm very tense in moments where you're right. Like you should be relaxed. You should take a moment to take a breath for yourself.
Would you ever consider being a yoga teacher?
I am actually going to do my yoga teacher training, in October.
Would you look at that?
I'm only doing it because I'm interested in learning more about the practice. I can't say that I'm going to be a yoga teacher, you know, by the end of it, but I think it's important. If something's like really, to me, I love to learn. I'm a Virgo. Yeah. I love to learn. I love to read. And because yoga has helped me so much, I'm like, okay, well, I want to know what these positions mean. I really want to know what you're saying here because like they say all these different terms and I don't even know how to say now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But during class, you kind of memorize the movements and then I'm like, okay, but I want to know why this is a chair. I want to know why this helps with your digestion. I want to know why this is this. So,
do you go to meditation studios in Miami? I go to one here called Unplug and they have breath work classes, which are life changing.
Wait, so do you do the breath work where you're just like breathing out and in, breathing out and in?
Yeah,
and like you feel that like tingling through your body?
Mm-hmm. So it's 45 minutes, a guided meditation where basically someone tells you how to breathe and you leave shaking. It's so,
that's so crazy.
Wild. Like you leave like you're on a high. And it's crazy, guys, because your body does shake. And I remember someone telling me that, and I was like, no, it fucking doesn't. I was like, no, it doesn't. And I always go into everything like that. But I always also go into everything with an open mind, or I wouldn't try it in the first place. And I remember I felt like just a little tingling at the tips of my fingers.
Because they're getting oxygen.
Yeah. What is that why?
I don't know. Maybe. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And it was amazing. I prefer sound healing, actually, Bibi, because just, I don't know if, I have very mild asthma, but it's hard for me to breathe for 45 minutes.
Breath,
it's like, it's a lot of work, but sound healing does the same thing where obviously breath work, you're just focusing on your breath. So that means you're not thinking of anything else. But when it comes to sound healing, all you have to do is follow a sound.
I love that.
So to me, it's easier. My eyes are closed. I'm following a sound and I really fall into a trance. And I think if anyone's feeling anxiety, you should really look up any meditation studio near you for a sound healing class or a breath work class. Cause we're all fucking dealing with anxiety now. It's wild.
How often are you doing the breath work?
And I do CBD. I did breath work like a couple of times and now I just do sound healing or I'll just go to a regular, like, I like the essential oils, like aromatherapy ones too.
Yeah. So I actually did a breath work class, maybe like a month and a half ago. And there's one, the place that has it here, they do it once a month. And I want to go to, my friend just told me that there's another one next week. But this is exactly how you describe like the tinglings and like some people, their hands will like tense up. That just goes to show you the importance of your breath and how connected your breath is to your body and how much your breath can help like move energy around. So that's why people meditate. because you're bringing in this new oxygen to your mind, but you're not just, think about how many times, like throughout the day, your body's naturally breathing. When you go to sleep, your body, you're never thinking about breathing. So giving yourself that time does something incredible. I don't know what the science is behind it, but it's you, your body. It's not anything outside of it. It's not a Reiki master. It's not a crystal. It's like you yourself just gave yourself this peace and this feeling just with your breath.
Right. I want to move on because I'm sure everyone's like, all right, we get it, guys. Just breathe in and out. But this is extremely insightful because if you are an anxious eater or you do deal with anxiety or an autoimmune disease, it is helpful to know, Bibi, what the things that you do to feel better, which is like yoga and breath work and all of this stuff, et cetera. So you're back in Miami. You were just on Paradise again. I know you told us that you're trying to like kind of pick yourself back up and get your life back together mentally and physically. Are you wanting to date again? Like, where is your mind at when it comes to that stuff?
I am at the point where I'll welcome the masculine energy.
That's such a funny way.
But you're not going to seek it out.
Right.
Yeah. I like
definitely
that.
Not seeking it out. And it has to feel right. I can't say like so funny because I actually went on like a day date, not a day date, but like a lunch, an early dinner, late lunch date
earlier.
Yeah.
They're getting less serious these days. It's like, hey, want to grab a coffee? Sure.
And he's a pretty cool guy. I can't really say that like, I don't really have a type. Me, it's like soulful connection. Like you gotta, like, I have to have good conversation with you. There has to be some kind of chemistry there. But I'm in this place where like nothing really, I'm not looking. What's important for me is just to set my boundaries because I am healing. And so when you are in this state where you feel the most vulnerable and you don't give yourself the adequate amount of time, you might just attract the worst person in the world.
That's right. So important. Definitely. Like you have to be happy and like in a good place yourself. I agree.
So I'm like, I'm not trying to do that because, you know, these guys are all great. You might go on a date. They might be like nice and, you know, career all set and great car and great vibes. And then 2 months later, you're fucking crying. And you're eating ice cream in bed and you're like, that guy.
I do want to say the reverse. I'm sure a lot of guys go through this too, because I have heard a lot of guys. So it's not just like, you know, guys kind of thing.
If your April man comes back to you and says all the things you want to hear, would you take him back?
No.
Okay.
That would be a very long journey back.
Okay. You've already made a lot of progress since then, so you don't want to regress.
Yeah.
And two, less serious question. What's your go-to emotional eating snack?
Oh my gosh, guys, this is so crazy. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Wait, really? I was not expecting that.
It's fucking good.
Dude, there's something about this cereal. I can eat an entire box in one night.
With like milk or just alone?
All Captain Crunch in one sitting.
Honey Bunches of Oats with almond milk, unsweetened. I don't know what it is. The funny thing is that I literally looked up and I Googled the other day. I was like, why am I addicted to Honey Bunches of Oats? I'm like, this is a serious
thing. Was there a support group?
There was
out
a forum.
Reddit. I think I found something on Reddit and I was like, I don't want to open Reddit because you know how bad Reddit is. Like Reddit, it's just like you're going down the dark. I was like, I can't do this. I can't open Reddit.
Ashley's on Reddit all the time.
She's never on it.
She's like, I saw on Reddit today that they're talking shit about you. And I was like, what the fuck? Why do you go on Reddit so often to
about
see that?
About you, Lauren?
Yeah, I made like an Insta story and people started calling me racist out of the blue, which had nothing to do with racism. I just said that my pick for Bachelor would be Peter. And they called me a racist, dumb bitch cunt. So... Don't know why that is.
The internet is
because
wild.
My pick wasn't Mike. Sorry. I'm so sorry. It wasn't Mike, but I just have I think Peter's really cute. Like, sorry. I had nothing to do with racism. So anyways,
I was
on Reddit today. So don't go on Reddit, everyone, if you want negativity in your life.
That's insane. Bibi, we do have to wrap up. I know you have to go because you're on the East Coast and you know, you gotta take care of your body. But I do want to end in the same way that I end Heartbroken Anonymous meetings, which is with something you're grateful for. And I know we started off this podcast kind of talking about Paradise and then we backtracked and just your whole journey and what's going on with you mentally now. So
if you could look back on this whole experience, you know, maybe everything that's happened this year, can you tell us, you know, what you're grateful for and what you've like learned along the way?
I am grateful. I'm grateful for my ex. Hmm.
Yeah. So lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to be grateful for, but I think that when I come out of this whole journey and I'm finally healed, I'm going to be able to look back and be like, wow, I grew so much in 2019. Mm. And I think that falling in love was just the beginning of my journey. I needed to fall in love. I needed to feel heartbroken. I needed to feel rejection, and now needed to come out of this whole like weird thing. Like, it's so basically I'm grateful for him, because whatever it is that the universe or God or whatever has, like, I had to go through it, and he was the one who initially started this whole growing season.
Amen. I love that. Yeah. Ending on a good note. And a lot of people say that normally too, like the, you know, yeah, their growth journey starts absolutely with like the worst part. Uh-huh. But Bibi, mm-hmm, this was so amazing. Thanks for coming on and being
thank you so much.
We love you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. We can't wait to have you back.
I definitely love talking to you guys.
Yeah. I think people are going to love this, and then they're going to love you even more. Yeah. They already love you so much. But
totally. You're the best.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Bibi.
Thank you guys. Good night. Bye.
Bye. Well, I didn't know I was going to love Bibiana so much.
You know what's funny is I love when I have an expectation of how a conversation is, mm-hmm, going to go, Lauren, and then it goes a totally different way.
Yeah.
But that's why everyone loves her, because she's so raw and unfiltered, and like, it does make me sad when people like her go on the show and don't find someone, because I'm like, there's such an obvious catch, so much to offer. But at the same time, just because someone doesn't meet someone on the show doesn't mean they're not going to meet.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not that big of a detriment to your life. Does that make sense to me personally?
Yes.
As far as meeting someone goes.
I understand the rejection aspect and all of that. Just, you know, there's so many chicks and like, why wasn't Why wasn't I chosen? I understand that. But what I'm surprised about is that Bibi puts off something on Instagram that I would expect her to be like, but she's not like that at all. You know?
What is that?
I thought that she was, I don't know. Not so deep. I don't want to sound like rude or anything, but she surprised me and I loved every second of it.
That's amazing. Well, that's the perfect example of like following someone on Instagram and talking to them, because I've met her and then I followed her. I met Bibi when Bibi had 5,000 followers.
I had no idea that she was like that.
When she was on Ari's season. Remember when I worked on that, that show, Will You Accept This Ride?
Yeah.
That digital series.
Oh, you met her then.
So she, it was before her episode blew up. Or who did she tell off again in Ari's season? What did she do again?
Crystal. Wasn't it Crystal?
Yeah, but what did she say? She said something.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah. And it was after that episode she like blew up and I was like, don't forget me.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no, she's very transparent with like everything she's going through. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would be hard to go through a breakup and go on a show in the same year, because I feel like personally I would have a lot of expectations. I'd be like, okay, well,
it would be flashbacks to your relationship.
Yeah. And I would probably hope that they would see me and, you know, all that stuff. So I can, I totally get why she was so
upset. Proactive about making herself better. I would like wallow and wallow and wallow until literally a guy would pick me out of my wallow and put me
Lauren,
back, which is,
why do you think that is?
I think that like what I asked her about like her family being, mm-hmm, you know, so like male oriented and like finding the one.
Yeah.
That's probably why my mind goes there. It's like, oh, you wait for the guy on the fucking white horse.
Do you think this is funny. You and I have never talked about this. Do you think like you and Ashley were raised in that way to like think that a guy would like come and save the day, or that just that it makes life more complete?
It
I don't know how to
life
word
more
it
complete. Like I just thought it in my head, but then I lost it. It's like, not that men are the answer to everything, but like if you have a family, then you're good. You know,
like that's the end all be all.
Yes. If you make a family and you have the attention of a male, that's what my mom was like always interested in talking about. So I was like, oh, if I don't have anyone, then she's not going to be interested in talking.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So with Ashley married now, do you have a fear that your parents' focus is going to be more on you now to like lock that in?
Or maybe it'll be the reverse, like what Bibi said. Now that they have a married daughter and maybe a baby coming shortly, yeah, then they will fucking be happy with that and they'll leave me alone.
Right, right.
So,
do
yeah.
you put that pressure on yourself? Now that Ashley's married or
I
no?
put it in the back burner. I have so much yeah. going on now that I don't like think, oh, the clock's ticking. Although, like, yeah. you know, sometimes I'll talk about it, but really mentally in the back of my head, it's not really there.
Yeah. Guys, Lauren has been killing it. Every time I text her, I barely see her anymore. She's with a client. She also does my hair now, which I was kind of scared because, you know, I'm very particular.
She's very particular with hairstyles out there.
I'm particular with when it comes to hair and makeup in general, just because mm-hmm. if I don't feel good, then on camera, I'm like, ugh. This yeah. sucks. And you were so good, Lauren.
Oh, well, thank you, guys.
So if you
thank
guys
you
want Lauren to do your hair,
hit me up.
At Lauren AI.
If you want to flip
Instagram.
Your head over a kitchen sink, I got you. Yeah. To wash you out.
She has a whole salon set up. You too can meet Lauren I. Canetti in yeah. LA. And also, if you guys want to check out Heartbroken Anonymous, I'm still doing the meeting second Thursday of every month. Go to heartbrokenanonymous.com if you live in LA. I'm trying to bring one to Orlando, my alma mater. And
hell yes.
I have a GoFundMe. I just need money to get to places and venue.
Okay, well then venue plug selections. That. GoFundMe, yeah. Heartbroken Anonymous.
Yeah. And if you guys have like a venue, maybe for free in a city that you can help me, hook me up with, then maybe I can come there and do one.
I'm sure girls in college really need the Heartbroken Anonymous meetings. Because yeah. I just know like there's a rotation of dudes usually and you don't get closure out of any of them. So yeah. that's helpful.
True. And it's yeah. and it's college can be isolating too because you're away from your parents for the first yeah. time sometimes. Some girl at Baylor actually reached out to me to do one there. But oh, yeah, I'd good. Love to do like a college
tour. Or there's
tour.
Like a girl in your sorority who's hooked up with the same dude you were just hooking up with and then you can't talk to her about
oh,
that.
Oh, preach. Yeah. You know how it goes. Yeah.
Anyways, guys, rate, subscribe, follow us on Instagram.
Yes, I'm at Naz Perez.
You understand the deal and follow the Facebook group.
Sorry, say that again. I keep talking over you.
I keep talking over you. Lauren AI.
And at Naz Perez.
Okay.
Okay, we love
bye,
you guys.
Bye.
I don't
podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.